The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I feel like you can tell a lot about a person from where they generally hang out. Now, if you ask my wife, I'm an indoor cat of a human being, a fairly boring person, and so usually it's down to about three or four places, either my office in the rectory, my mother's house, or brick oven, stuffing my face full of some type of delicious but horribly fattening food. You can usually find me pretty easily if you don't know where I am. But today we start to ask the question, where does God like to hang out? Where does God find himself showing up? And he gives us an answer in one of the most famous lines of scripture, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst of them." Now, what does that tell us about God? If you look at where I hang out, it tells you that I don't get out much and I really like junk food. But if we look at God, what does it tell us that he shows up where two or three are gathered in his name? He doesn't show up to us individually, primarily, as this verse tells us. Instead, he shows up when humans live in community together, when two or three show each other love, when two or three are in relationship, there God shows up. Not individually to us, not that he is always our personal Lord and Savior, not that we are Christians in isolation, no. In fact, he tells us you can't be a solitary Christian. You need to relate to others in order to invite God into your presence. God comes in relationship with other people. In the Romans reading today, we hear God summarize the entirety of the law. Paul summarized the entirety of the law, saying that God wants only us to love one another. That famous hymn that we've sung in translation about three different times this Sunday, "Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est," wherever charity and love abide, there God is. It tells us something about the heart of God that he shows up not to us individually, not selfishly to tell us that we are somehow special because God shows up to us and not others. He shows up instead when love is among a group of people. It tells us that God is a relational God. God is one who wants us to be in peace and love with one another. But what God doesn't want among us is a fake love, a fake peace, one that papers over disagreement, strife, difficulty that comes with human relationship. In fact, in the first part of today's gospel reading, we hear a long discourse from Jesus on what to do when those conflicts happen, what to do when people hurt us, rub us the wrong way, do something that is not following the commandment of love, do something, in fact, which is moving against God's plan for the world, moving against God's commandments. And it does not say to simply forgive them in the sense of just overlook it and pretend it didn't happen, just go forward and ignore anything bad and pretend the world is a much better and more put together place than it is. Instead, it urges us to tell the truth with each other, to go forward to each other and Name our sins, name our transgressions, and work for reconciliation. Not to pretend that these things don't happen, because as fallen humans, as broken people, we will all hurt each other, we will all mess up from time to time. But God calls on us to name those before Him and before others. And by that show of love, by that show of honesty, by that acknowledgement that we are imperfect, we may at the same time find forgiveness, love, and mercy. And in that true community of honest love and relationship, God promises that He will be found there. And so if we go into the world creating those spaces of true relationship, creating those moments of real honesty, of bonding, of naming those times when we do miss the mark, when we do hurt others, when things aren't as they should be, and working instead of shying away from those things, working instead to make them better, to make reconciliation, to always bring more than two or three together in God's name, we may build the kingdom of heaven that He wants for each one of us. Amen.